Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Pass me the magazine, would you, Matt?
Feeling a bit delicate this morning, Prisca?
A tad. That second bottle of wine was probably a mistake.
Ah, you mean a happy accident. They do say pleasure has its price. I was wondering if you fancy a spot of lunch in Feltmersham this afternoon.
No, not today. I'm meeting Jenny and the Bull later. She's going to church with Mum and Phoebe this morning.
Oh, nice.
If you like that sort of thing. I think I'll go into the office after breakfast, tie up a few loose ends.
Well, it's not on a Sunday.
Might as well.
What do you need to do?
Well, I should check if that flooring's been ordered for the Meadow Lane development.
Oak laminate, chose it myself.
Oh, right. And is Darryl starting on the new job?
Tomorrow. He'll be at the Borchester Road conversion first thing. Couldn't ask for a safer pair of hands.
Quite. Well, maybe you're right about working on a Sunday. All work and no play.
My point exactly. You sure you're all right, Lillian?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just sometimes I feel like a hamster on a wheel, always the same old routine.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll come to the pub with you later. Air of the dog, I reckon that's what you need.
Okay. Why not?
Ah, good to see you smiling again, my sweet. Let's try and have some fun this afternoon,
eh? Come on, Matt. It's a few G&Ts in the bowl, not cocktails at Bougie's.
Oh, hi, Kenton. I thought Mum was doing this shift.
Oh, I'm not due in Jack's today, so I thought I'd give Jolene a bit of a lion.
Oh, lucky her.
Yeah, she's still suffering from jet lag. Jen, about 2 o'clock this morning, she fancied lunch.
So you got the Sunday morning short straw?
Yeah, well, I don't mind. Actually, I'm quite enjoying getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Have you moved the bar towels?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Reese suggested we store them here.
Oh.
I'll put them out.
Oh, thanks, Fallon. Oh, do you know, it's hard to believe that only a few days ago your mum and I were eating noodles outside the Temple of the Emerald Buddha. I have to say, Bangkok was something else.
Oh, I don't know. You come round here with your fancy ways.
Back to the simple life now.
Or perhaps you could change the barrels in a minute.
Sure.
And we'll need to restock the fridges. They're looking pretty bare.
Okay. Shall I empty the dishwasher?
Oh, thanks. Just glad people are still coming in here to drink.
Oh, now, Fallon...
I put most of the village off after last Thursday.
No, don't be daft. No, both me and your mum think you've done a great job of managing the pub while we've been away. OK, so the comedy night didn't go quite as planned, but, well, that's the risk you take with an act like Tug Fowler. I think you showed initiative when you booked him, and that is a big part of running a place like this.
How do you mean?
Well, most of the time, you give your customers what they want, and then occasionally you surprise them. And if it works, brilliant. But if not, well, at least you tried something different.
I still reckon I should have known better.
You shouldn't be so hard on yourself.
Maybe. At least Reese just about managed to save the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is he working later?
He's in at lunchtime. Right, I'll make a start on these fridges.
How many have you got?
About 20.
Hello, you. She's one of my favourites. Lays one pretty much every day.
Have you seen the way the fluffy one keeps chasing the others?
Perhaps she thinks they're ignoring her.
It's like they're in a playground at school.
If I top up the feed, you could get some fresh water.
Okay. Oh, that one must be hungry. Look at her move.
She's so quick. I've started calling her Jessica. Named her after the Olympics.
Oh, cool.
Thanks a lot for helping, Josh.
No worries. I like it. They're so funny.
Mum hardly has time to come out here now. She really stressed because of Abby.
What's up?
She starts crying every time Mum drops her off. She's just started reception.
I'm sure she'll get used to it after a while.
Yeah, but it still upsets Mum. And she's been brilliant since I've been back. So I want to help her out where I can. She says she and Neil find it difficult to keep on top of the egg business at the moment.
It's no work at all. Why do adults have to make the simplest things so complicated?
Phoebe! Phoebe!
Oh, no.
What?
Said I'd go to church with Granny. I totally forgot.
Oh, hello, darling. Oh, Josh.
Hi.
Hello, Granny.
Oh, how are the hens doing?
They've gone all quiet because they're eating.
Lovely manners. Phoebe, darling, we really ought to get a move on. I think you better change out of your wellies.
Okay.
I can stay for a bit. Finish topping up the feed in the water.
Thanks. I was thinking of cleaning the hen house out when I come back.
I can help if you want.
Are you sure?
Definitely. See you later.
Oh, it looks as though you've had a busy morning.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Your great-grandma's really looking forward to us all being together, you know. I think she might even have bought a new hat. Darling, you do know it's your mum's birthday next week, don't you?
Yeah.
And you have posted her a card, have you?
I was planning to Skype her on the day.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, she'll like that.
So we rode to this island, lit a beautiful driftwood fire, and just sat there and stared at it for hours. It was so peaceful. Mm. Oh, and another time we had hangi.
What's that when it's at home?
Actually, they cook food on hot rocks in a pit in the ground.
If you did that here, health and safety would close you down. Well, I'm pleased to enjoy yourselves.
Oh, and it was amazing to see Mariel. I mean, you think distance doesn't matter. You know, wherever she is in the world, she's still my daughter. But, well, being able to see her every day, that was very special. Really brought us closer together.
One gin and tonic and whiskey and ginger.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Jennifer.
Ah, Jennifer, what can I get you?
Oh, thanks. Small glass of red, please.
Coming up.
I can't see Lillian.
She's at the table in the corner. I'll bring the drinks over.
Oh, perfect.
Now, if you ask me, we all work far too hard in this country. We need more holidays.
Too many short breaks mean our small businesses fall apart.
Well, it depends on your priorities. But all I know is that it was important for me and Jolene to have some proper time away. So I'm glad we made a point of booking that Thailand trip. We've had some ups and downs in New Zealand, but that time alone has made all the difference.
And the service was lovely. Alan's always so original with his choice of words. And, well, I know Phoebe was there more out of obligation than anything else, but, you know, it was really nice for Mum. For us all, I think.
Of course.
And if Kate had been there, we'd have had four generations together.
How's Kate getting on, anyway?
Well, she actually loves Durban. It sounds like it's all sand and sarongs.
Fabulous.
It's funny, really, though. She's turning into the very lady of leisure that she used to berate me for being.
Yeah.
Lillian, you all right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you seem a bit out of sorts.
No, I'm fine.
Lillian?
Paul Morgan is back in the area.
What?
He's working nearby, apparently.
Well, how do you know?
One of the Amside labourers mentioned it.
One large G and T and a red wine.
Thanks.
Everything all right, ladies?
Yes.
So, how's life on the farm?
Fine. I was just saying to Lillian that Brian's been culling a couple of deer. We're running low on venison for the farmer's market, you see.
Fallon, every time I serve a customer, you get there before me. Oh. And if there's anything he's doing, Reese has already done it. I can't even chop fruit without one of you presenting me with a plate of lemon quarters.
Sorry, Kenton. We've sort of got a system.
Sort of? I mean, it's positively symbiotic.
Yeah, we've done all right.
Hey, better than all right. Actually, Jolene and I were thinking we'd like to show our appreciation for all your hard work.
Really?
Yeah, don't sound so surprised. Now, I've checked the rota and you're both off on Tuesday night.
Yeah, hang on, this is getting weird.
No. Go with it, Fallon. Your mum and I have decided to treat you both to a night out. Ooh. Just to say thank you.
That's really kind, Kenton, but, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, does Reese want to go?
Well, he was up for it when I asked him.
Oh, great. Right, okay. Well, Tuesday it is then.
They look like little angels, don't they? You'd never think they make so much mess.
I've nearly finished the floor.
Great.
Shall I go and get the wood chip?
Good idea. It's outside the door.
Hey, these hens are going to feel like they've moved somewhere new.
Yeah, like it's one of those renovations that Auntie Lillian and Uncle Matt do.
So, how was church?
I zoned out in some parts, but it was okay. I enjoyed it, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice seeing everyone again. And there were loads of familiar faces. Anyway, I like being back in a routine.
Sounds like you'll be going every week.
No, I don't mean that. Oh, great. Dad says it's time for lunch. Hey, do you want to stay?
I'll check with my mum, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Great. We can finish all this after.
Do you ever miss South Africa?
No, not really. I mean, it might not be the most buzzing place on the planet, but you know where you are in Ambridge.
At one point, Brian wasn't sure there'd be a harvest at all. The weather's been so unpredictable.
Yeah, never seen anything like it. This summer, I didn't know whether to wear a raincoat or a bikini.
Both together would be my suggestion. Now, all businesses are suffering in this climate. We just have to find new ways of cutting costs.
Yes, well, that doesn't mean we ought to let standards slip.
Absolutely not, Pussycat. Cash and class should go hand in hand.
And Phoebe was telling me about Hayley and Neil's egg business.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it sounds like a lot of work for very little return.
Oh, that's tough.
Puts things into perspective, though, doesn't it?
You got to do what you got to do. Same again, ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please, Matt.
Right, you are.
Well?
Well, what? Paul? Well, what about him?
Well, does Matt know that his brother's back in the vicinity?
Half-brother?
Well, does he know?
I've no idea.
And how do you feel?
I'm not really sure. Such a shock hearing his name again.
Yeah, I can imagine. You planning to get in touch with him?
Jenny, there's been a lot of water under the bridge since I last saw him.
Yeah, but you had very strong feelings for one another.
It all seemed a very long time ago. I think things are best left well alone.
Mum!
Come on, Kiva. One for Daddy.
Good girl.
And one for Georgie.
There you go.
Oh, I can't find any bread.
Oh, George had the last slice at tea time last night. Georgie, hurry up, please.
I've been up since 5. I need a proper breakfast.
There's some cereal in the cupboard. Last one now, sweetheart.
Great.
Mummy!
Where's your jumper?
Upstairs. I found this letter in my school bag.
What's it about?
I forgot to give it to you on Friday.
There's your juice. Well, let's have a look.
Can I do it, Mum, please?
Do what?
Karate classes. Aiden and Mavs and all the other boys in my class are going.
Go and get your jumper.
No.
Now, George.
Oh,
right, it sounds like fun. It'd be good for him to do a martial art. Is it after school?
Yeah, but it's not cheap. There's even a joining fee.
Show me.
It starts in a couple of weeks, but it says at the bottom that they need the money by the end of this week.
He was so disappointed when he couldn't go to that theme park. We don't want him missing out again, do we?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, look at this bit. If you wish to discuss paying by instalments, then please contact the karate tutor. There's a phone number.
Why would we do that?
Well, because we can't afford it all in one go. It says you can speak to him in confidence.
I'm not telling anyone about our financial situation. It's private.
Yeah, well, we won't be the only parents who can't find the money all at once.
It's not just the cost of the classes. What if you need a special kit?
No, look, it says here that they should wear loose clothing. You should be all right with a tracksuit bottoms and a T-shirt.
Have you read it?
Yes.
Look, I better go. Bye, love.
Bye.
Bye, kids. See you later.
Bye.
I've got an envelope and a pen so you can sign this one.
Hold on a minute.
Please, I've put my jumper on.
You leave that letter with me. Now sit down and eat your cereal.
Christine! Christine, are you all right?
Yes, I think so.
A narrow escape indeed.
I'm fine. Slightly shaken, perhaps.
Of course. Who on earth was that?
Matt Crawford, speeding as usual.
When will he learn this is the village green, not Bran's hatch?
Oh, you know what he's like.
Esse quam videre.
Beg your pardon?
Truly being something rather than merely seeming to be something.
Not sure I understand you, Jim.
That is the life lesson Mr. Crawford needs to undertake. Otherwise, no good will come of that man. You mark my words.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I'm sorry to say that I do sometimes wish Lillian had chosen a more suitable companion. Where are you off to this morning?
Oh, collecting my newspaper from the shop, as usual.
Any plans for the rest of the day?
No. I must say, I'm at a bit of a loose end at the moment.
Oh, surely not.
Since the heady excitement of the flower and produce show, I've had a bit of a come down.
Oh?
I so enjoyed the challenge of baking my Roman loaf. And even though I was usurped at the final furlong, the construction of my oven seemed to spark a degree of local interest. Now that has waned, there seems to be a rather significant hole in my day.
A hole?
Yes.
Well, I was on my way home. Do you fancy joining me for a coffee?
How's it going?
This oven's taken longer than I thought, so I haven't even started on the bathrooms yet.
No problem. I'm a bit behind myself this morning. The potato harvester arrived late.
It said you had some blight on the potatoes.
Luckily we managed to control it.
That must be a relief.
It certainly is. One less thing to worry about. We've been so busy recently, what with Pip back at uni, and I've hardly seen Josh. He's so busy with school clubs.
Oh, right.
And Ben started year six, so suddenly he's acting all grown up. What year is George in now?
Three.
Already?
Yeah. Ruth, next week I'll need some new floor cleaner and furniture polish.
Oh, I'll add it to the list. Hang on, where did I put it? No matter how hard I try and economise, my shopping bill seems to creep up and up.
Oh, tell me about it. Ruth.
Yeah?
Talking of expenses, I was wondering if I could have an advance on my wages for the next 2 weeks, if it's not too much trouble.
Yeah. I don't see why not. Do you need the cash today?
If possible, yeah.
Sure.
I wouldn't normally ask, and I won't do it again.
Emma, it's really fine.
Thanks. I'll, go and start upstairs.
You don't want a coffee?
No, I'll get on. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
I baked the oat crunches yesterday afternoon. I always think they're the perfect accompaniment to a morning coffee.
Indeed. They're delicious.
You think so?
I do.
I sent Jazza home with a few.
Did you?
Hmm. He was quite the Good Samaritan, remember?
Oh, yes, his good deed. Carrying your armchair out for the charity collection. A knight in shining armour.
Yes. You know, it made me think how lucky we are.
Lucky?
To be living in such a supportive community.
I suppose.
Jim?
Of course I appreciate having good neighbours, but I must confess, recently I've been feeling rather understimulated intellectually.
Really?
This sums up the problem.
What is it?
The latest edition of Borsetshire Life. I mean, it's nothing more than a collection of glossy adverts and photographs of irrelevant sponsored events, with the occasional article about the local countryside to leaven the dross.
Oh, Jill left that copy when she was visiting the other day. I have to say, I hardly ever buy it since it's been edited by Glenn Whitehouse.
Did I ever tell you I was once interviewed for a local magazine?
No.
When I was living in Scotland, it was part of a series focusing on the achievements of local people. I was chosen because of a short pamphlet I'd published on aspects of Roman settlements close to the Antonine Wall. Mm. It turned out to be a fascinating set of articles, putting the spotlight on a range of craftsmen, artists and professionals. Oh, I wish Borsetshire Life would run something half as good.
Well, then, Why don't you try and pitch a series like that to them? There are plenty of interesting figures in the county. You could interview some of them and write up the results for the magazine.
Oh, I don't know.
It might help with the boredom you're complaining of.
Perhaps.
I've had a good day today.
Oh, well, you're in a better mood. What did you do?
Me and Kira went to the playground this afternoon. She's getting so confident.
That's my girl.
And this morning at work, I spoke to Ruth, and she's given me a couple of weeks' advance on my wages.
What for?
I thought we could pay for Georgie's karate lessons. You know, up front, like everyone else.
Emma.
What's the matter?
I thought you didn't want anyone knowing about our money problems.
She doesn't. I mean, I didn't tell her what it was for.
What, so you'll be working for nothing for the next 2 weeks?
No, because she's already paid me, hasn't she?
Well, it won't feel like that when you've finished your shifts, will it? I don't see why we couldn't have paid for the karate in instalments, like it said on the letter.
Oh, come on, it's not that big a deal. Anyway, it's done now. George, come here a minute.
Coming.
I just wish you'd talk to me about it first.
We'll manage. We always have done.
What is it?
We've had a chat and, well, I've signed the form for your karate and I've put the money in the envelope. Here.
Oh, wow, that's brilliant. Thanks. I'm putting this in my bag right now.
Tell me it wasn't worth it to see his face light up like that.
Okay, it was worth it.
Have you thought about what you want to do for your birthday?
No, I can't say I have. Seeing as money's so tight, maybe we should give it a miss this year.
Oh, we must be able to afford a drink in the bowl.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that'd be nice. I'll mention it to a few people. No, I'd better get on.
Ed?
Yeah?
We're okay, aren't we?
Yeah.
Of course.
You and me against the world, isn't it?
Yeah, like it's always been.
Many congratulations on the Dundee cake. It was excellent.
I always worry that I've been over generous with the mixed spice.
Rest assured, it was as good as anything I've tasted north of the border.
Maybe a cook could be the subject of one of your articles. Ian, perhaps, or even Clary. She's very knowledgeable about local recipes.
Christine, I told you, I really don't think writing for Borsuch Life is for me. Anyway, I expect all the contributors are friends of the editor.
Oh, you don't know that for sure. I think Linda used to write restaurant reviews for them a while back. Perhaps you could ask her about the best approach to take. Oh, look, over there.
What?
She's heading for the village shop.
And?
We're looking at your first potential subject.
Ruth?
One of the original trailblazers for women in farming. She's bound to have a story or two.
Oh, I see your point.
She's about to cross over.
Actually, I think I ought to ask Linda first.
Now's your chance. Go on.
Hello, Ruth.
Nice to see you, dear.
I've run out of pasta for the kids' tea. Thank goodness for the village shop, eh?
Jim?
I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm thinking of writing an article for Borsuch Life. I wondered whether you might be willing to be interviewed.
Me? Why would you want to interview me?
Well, in many people's eyes, you are a local pioneer.
I never thought about myself like that.
I believe your story could enlighten and inspire others.
My story?
You and others of your generation have paved the way for women in agriculture.
Oh, I don't know, Jim. I mean, I love me work, but I'm just happy to be getting on with it. And anyway, I've never been comfortable with publicity or anything like that. I'm afraid it's going to be a no.
I see.
Look, I'd better get on. Otherwise the kids will complain I'm starving them. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Ah, well, at least you tried.
And failed.
So you're giving up already?
Giving up?
Surely you know me better than that, Christine.
What do you think of this one?
Looks like something your mum might wear to a wedding.
Oh, I don't know. I can't decide. Well, tell you what, you pick something, anything, and I'll wear it.
Okay, but you'll have to tell me what it's for.
Well, a night out, that's all. It's nothing special.
And you're sure you're not going with someone special?
No, I wish. No, it's Kenton and Mum are treating me and Reese to say thanks for running the ball while they were away.
Oh, sounds like a result.
Yeah, I guess. It does feel sort of strange.
Why?
Because me and Reese were mates. We used to being at work and having a laugh.
Right, let me get this straight. You're worried about going out because you might have too good a time?
No.
You're getting a free night out with a mate. I reckon you should stop stressing.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, look, they do maternity gear.
What are you trying to tell me?
Oh, not for you. This top's right up Vicky Street.
Yeah, I can see her in that. Oh, it's easier when you're pregnant.
What is?
Finding clothes. There's a lot less choice for a start. Do you know what? I can't find anything. I think I might cancel.
You can't do that. Tell you what, there's this new Caribbean restaurant in Borchester. Why don't you go there? I'd love to go, but me and Tom are working so hard.
Oh, right.
Come on, Fallon. It's a free night out.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Brenda.
And I want to hear all about it tomorrow.
You promise? Hey, look, this isn't bad. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. And you'll wear it again.
Yeah, you're right. I'll take it. Everything okay?
Matt needs me back at the office.
Did you go round?
This morning, said he still hasn't got anyone.
Well, at least we haven't had any void so far.
Yeah, only because Harry paid a month in advance. I told him he's known about this situation for weeks.
Yeah, I know.
I've spelled it out. If Jasmine McCreary hasn't found a flatmate by the start of next week, he's got to vacate the premises.
Was an ultimatum really necessary?
Hello.
In this case, definitely.
Afternoon, Brenda.
Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Brenda, can you write Mr. McCreary a letter? I'm giving him notice in writing.
Yeah, onto it.
Oh, can't we give him a bit longer?
We're running a business, not a hostel. Right. I'll see you shortly.
Well, where are you going?
I'll tell you later.
Oh. All right, Brenda, you better get on with that letter.
Oh, yeah.
Although I could do with a coffee.
Okay, right.
Oh, don't bother. I'll get it myself.
Hello, Tom. How's the food fair?
Great, thanks. I've been inundated.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, everyone's loving the tastings. Coming back for more. And I've made some good contacts too. A couple of buyers have taken away sample meals.
Good.
Oh, I wish you were here, Bren.
I know.
Oh, hang on. Customer. I'll call back later.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. Right. Dear Mr. McCreary...
What's yours again?
Mango and crayfish salad.
Is it nice?
Yeah, lovely.
What does it taste like?
Do you want some?
No, don't be silly. It's yours, you eat it. It does look delicious, though.
Oh, just have a bit, will you?
All right, go on then. Seeing as you're insisting. Yeah, gorgeous. Mmm. That is yummy. Maybe I should have had that.
What's in the soup?
Butternut squash and chilli. Do you want to try it?
No thanks.
You do, I can see it in your face.
Look, you've ordered your starter, I've ordered mine. Let's just eat our own food, okay?
Share and share alike, Reese.
Not when it comes to my dinner.
So you're not into sharing food?
Well, it's not a crime, is it?
Well, what about when you have Indian or Chinese?
I just prefer not to, okay?
That is weird. I knew it. You are weird.
Oh, shut up. Stop exaggerating.
Well, it's true. Actually, now I think about it, I've never even seen you open a bag of peanuts and offer me one.
No, sounds weird.
And at work, when
no,
you...
No. We said we're not going to talk about work, remember?
Oh, yeah.
What are you having for your main again?
A jerk pork.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if I should have ordered that.
Well, you can always try some of mine.
Funny.
It's a nice restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah. Brenda was right.
Yeah, she was. It's a nice plants.
Hmm.
I wonder if, like, they actually come from the Caribbean.
Maybe.
Oh, do you remember that time in the pub when Linda Snell had that terrible bout of hay fever and sneezed all over Jennifer's plate of beef Wellington?
Oh, yeah. when Jennifer was... Oh, wait. That's work, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wonder how long the next course is going to take.
Pushcart!
Where have you been all day?
That and more is about to be revealed.
Really? I've been looking forward to opening this bottle all day. Do you want a glass?
Sorry, I haven't got time.
Oh, you're not going out again, surely?
Sort of. Now, follow me.
What?
Tiger's calling, Puss. Come on.
So you see, the competitors are divided into 15 weight categories. You got 8 for men and 7 for women. Yeah, I think that's right.
How do you know all this?
Oh, my dad was into it, see?
Oh, right, I see.
And the thing that draws you in, right, is the mental strength it takes for one of them to lift 1 kilo more than he's just lifted. Oh, and there are different sorts of lifts as well.
Reese?
Yeah?
Enough.
What?
Weightlifting's really not my thing.
Well, that's why I'm telling you about it.
Should we get the bill?
I haven't had my pudding yet.
Well, I can't listen to you anymore, droning on and on about one sport after another.
Well, it was your idea not to talk about work.
Well, fine. Well, let's forget that idea. We'll have to if you want pudding.
Okay. Maybe I have been hogging the conversation a little bit.
No. It's okay. But please, just no more sport. It's worse than having dinner with...
John Motson?
Yeah. I wonder how Mum's coping behind the bar. She's still so jet-lagged.
Ah, she'll be all right. Hey, maybe Tug Fowler might drop in for a pint.
Oh, I'd lynch him if he did.
Oh, come on, he wasn't that bad. Kirsty and Ifty were laughing their heads off.
Yeah, that's because they're so loved up. A few more dates and the misery will set in.
Oh, that comedy night was such a laugh.
Oh,
I can't believe you got through it.
No, I know.
So, on to the pudding.
Yeah.
How does key lime pie sound?
Now, what do you see?
Well, the blasted car.
Yeah. Open the boot.
What on earth for?
Just open it.
Matt, you haven't done something terrible, have you?
Have a look.
My suitcase.
Open the envelope. Go on.
The Eurostar and a very nice hotel.
We are spending tonight in a little boutique hotel in London, and then we'll be in Paris by 10 tomorrow morning.
Good Lord.
Well, you've been a bit below par, haven't you? So I thought some TLC was in order.
So we're going now?
Toot de suite. I reckon we could do with some time on our own.
What a wonderful surprise. But look, I'm not remotely ready.
Of course you are. Jennifer told me what to pack.
Jenny?
Yeah, I think you'll find the essentials are all there. Shoes, dresses.
Look, Matt, I need to pack properly. Besides, I'm still wearing my mules.
Sorry?
Come on, Tiger, give me half an hour or so.
15.
You're full of surprises, aren't you?
Oh, I certainly am. And don't you ever forget it.
Shall I top you up?
Ooh, thanks, Bren. Casserole, Here's one for the cobbler.
Only one?
Yeah, so far. Oh. I asked people to list their favourites in order, add any comments they might have. And they're not exactly raving about that.
Right.
Yeah. And no one's remotely interested in the stir-fry. This feedback, it's all very well, but I still haven't got any firm orders.
Yet. You know, all you need is that one big break.
Mm.
You said you had interest from catering companies and retailers, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to chase those leads up this week.
Yeah, you're right. What would I do without you, eh?
You would drink a lot less wine.
You do realise if the business takes off, we'll get really busy.
What's wrong with that?
Well, we've got a wedding to plan.
I think we'll cope.
Yeah, I guess we will.
Oh, I'm stuffed.
Oh, yeah, well, you have eaten quite a bit.
And you had two puddings.
Nah. I can still run to the end of the road.
You couldn't.
Watch me.
That lamppost is not the end of the road.
I've got a stitch.
I'm not surprised. Oh,
I reckon I can still eat the kebab, though.
Oh, yuck.
Good night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mum could pay for us more often.
Yeah, a bar person's bonus scheme. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, maybe we should get a petition going. And let's start getting signatures tomorrow night.
I'm not on tomorrow night.
Oh, Friday then?
I'm not working Friday. Jolene's put me down for Thursday and Sunday.
Oh. Oh, I've got Friday and Saturday.
All right.
Well, she's done a new rota.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we'll still see you around, though.
Yeah, of course. Hey, do you know what?
What?
We've still got 30 quid left.
Oh.
What should we do with it?
Hey, you know what I really fancy?
What?
Going for a little dance.
Sounds good to me. What are we waiting for?
Morning, Linda.
Oh, Jim, I'm afraid I can't stop. I'm already late opening up.
I wanted to ask you about Borsuch life.
Oh, I'm really not the best person to talk to.
But Christine mentioned you were the restaurant critic some time back.
Well, that was years ago. Nowadays, I'm afraid it's a magazine which I rarely read, let alone buy.
Given the quality, I don't blame you. Glenn Whitehouse, I believe, is the name of the current editor.
Indeed.
What's he like?
Let's just say he and I didn't see eye to eye on certain matters.
Really? What happened?
Oh, it's a long story, Jim. You know me well enough to realise I don't believe in raking over old rubbish.
Of course.
Although, but actually, I'm rather glad we've bumped into each other. I'm calling a meeting tonight at Ambridge Hall for interested parties to come up with a new idea for this year's Christmas extravaganza.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid I'm otherwise engaged
this
evening.
Well, it won't take long. You see, I've recently been inspired by a trip to Stratford-upon-Avon, and I was wondering whether the village might put on a Shakespeare again. It's been such a long time since our production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Well then, may I suggest a performance of one of the history plays? For he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother, be he ne'er so vile.
Yes, I don't think so, Jim. Christmas, after all, is a time for laughter and lightness, not death and destruction.
Henry V provides a unique appraisal of man and war.
Oh, I'm sorry, I better get on. I can see Mr. Pullen heading this way. Poor Mr. Pullen. You know, I think he's been looking even more frail than usual lately. Anyway, I'll see you later. Ambridge Hall, 7 o'clock.
I really don't think I'll be...
Jim, if the village is to get this right, we need a diversity of voices. Besides, your knowledge of the classics will be indispensable.
How's it going?
Oh, not bad. This patch is better than the other lot, but they're not exactly what we're used to.
These are smaller, I think.
Yeah, all that cold weather.
Yeah.
At least we didn't lose the entire crop. I suppose we should be grateful.
I've dropped off the last load of casuals. They're getting stuck into the spuds as we speak.
Oh, jolly good. How are they finding it?
Doing well. They seem an enthusiastic bunch. And the spuds look pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is, we've got potatoes and carrots. Although that's not exactly carrot-shaped.
Ah, the wonkier they are, the better they taste.
Sounds like an advertising slogan.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
Trevor was asking if we'd had any more thoughts about keeping him on to do the milking.
It was definitely a yes from me.
Oh, I think having him here seems to have worked out. I don't see why we can't carry on as we are for the time being.
OK, I'll have a word with him.
Mum, do you mind taking over for a bit? I said I'd go over to Willow Farm, arrange delivery of the next lot of weaners.
Sure.
Right, see you later, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, pass me those elastic bands, would you?
Here you go.
Right, thanks.
You think Tom's okay?
Hmm? Oh, looks fine to me. Bit quiet, maybe.
He doesn't seem quite himself.
Oh, Brenda, what a treat.
You're sure you like it?
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's so sweet of you.
No, the receipt's in the bag if you want to change
it.
No,
not at all. It's nice to have something fashionable to wear. And I've always been a fan of electric blue.
It suits you. Brings out your eyes.
Oh, thanks. I'll have a chance to show it off later. I'm supposed to be going to a meeting at Ambridge Hall tonight. Linda needs some artistic expertise.
Oh, sounds ominous.
Right, I'd better get sorted for the midwife. You sure you don't mind giving me a lift?
Of course not. I offered, didn't I?
Yeah, sorry. I get a bit nervous before these appointments.
So what happens when you get there?
The midwife checks my weight, urine and blood pressure as well as the baby's heartbeat. Oh, and today, now I mustn't forget. I need to ask for my maternity certificate to sort out my maternity pay.
Shall we go?
Brenda.
Yeah?
Oh, I don't know. I just want to do it right.
Well, you are.
I've taken in so much information these last few weeks. My head is spinning.
You've done brilliantly, Vicky. All that research, all that reading up.
Mike and me, we just want to know. Get the facts.
And that's great. But
yeah.
Well, remember, this baby's going to have her own ways and her own personality. Truth is, however much reading or preparation you do, there's no knowing what she'll be like. She's unique. She's yours.
Oh. Thanks, Brenda. OK, I'm ready now.
I don't suppose you've had any lunch.
I'll get something in a minute.
I took the liberty of making this. Cheese and pickle.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Mum.
I keep forgetting to ask. How did the food fair go?
All right. Lots of positive comments after the tastings. Problem is, the interest hasn't translated into orders.
Yeah. That's the key, isn't it?
I've done a load of follow-up calls, but no one's ready to commit. It's a crowded market. General consensus is that it's not the best time to launch something new.
Nothing ventured.
That's what Brenda says.
So that's what's on your mind. The ready meals.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I sensed you seemed a bit down earlier.
It's not the business.
No? What is it then?
Oh, nothing really. Well, oh, it's Brenda.
What's happened?
I don't know, sometimes I'm just not sure she's as committed to our relationship as I am.
Oh? Why is that, do you think?
Well, whenever I try and talk to her about the future, she always seems to want to change the subject.
Well, Mike and Vicky are going through a lot with the pregnancy. I expect her mind's on that. She's very close to her dad, isn't she?
Yes. But I can't shake off the idea that there's something else.
Well, she might
simply be very content with what you have at the moment. You're happy, living together. You both have a healthy degree of independence.
You're probably right, Mum. But wouldn't you like to see us make a bigger commitment? Wouldn't you like more grandchildren?
Of course. But it's got to be the right time for you and for Brenda. Now, take my advice. Enjoy what you have together and let the future unfold as it sees fit. None of us ever really know what's round the corner, Tom.
My feeling is you can't go wrong with As You Like It.
But there is a strong case for Much Ado About Nothing.
I've seen the film. It's beautiful. It's so atmospheric.
Oh, I agree. You know, Vicky, I'm convinced there must be a couple in the village who would excel as Beatrice and Benedick. I did have high hopes for Fallon and Harry, although those have been sadly dashed. I'm wondering about Kent.
Oh, yeah, very charismatic. Shall I get some glasses out?
Oh, please.
How many are you expecting?
You, me, Robert, he's fetching the wine as we speak, hopefully Jill, Christine, Neil, Alan and Jim. Well, seeing as everyone's giving up their time, the least I can do is offer them a glass of Valpolicella and a Vol-au-Vent. It's awfully kind of you to give me a hand, Vicky. I do appreciate it.
Well, I've been so caught up with the pregnancy. It's nice to do something different for a couple of hours.
Oh, dear, I meant to ask. How was your appointment?
Oh, it was good, yeah. I got a bit bogged down with things that might go wrong, but the midwife was very positive. She tried to put my fears to rest. Mm. There's a lot they can do these days.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, and I told her I'd been reading lots of articles by women who've brought up children with Down syndrome. The care and support for the child and the family. It's improved no end.
Quite right, too.
The midwife said she was ever so impressed with how well-informed I am.
Oh, so am I. Having a Down syndrome baby...
Linda, sorry, but you should say baby with Down syndrome.
Oh, sorry. Why?
Well, it's about putting the baby first and the syndrome second, because it's a baby like any other baby, just different.
Of course, I completely understand. I do apologise.
No need. I probably would have said the same thing before. I'm learning something new about my baby every day.
Bren?
Coming!
Thought we might eat out tonight.
Great!
Maybe we'll go to Borchester. Try that new Caribbean place you mentioned.
Tom?
Yeah?
We've had some news.
What is it?
Speakman's called.
The holiday company?
Yes. They've made a massive order for meatballs and sausage casserole.
Are you serious?
So their main course options haven't been selling and they don't have any pork in their range. They plan to stock your ready meals in all their cottage freezers from October half term.
I don't believe it!
That's not all. They want to know if you could supply sausages and bacon for their farmhouse breakfast packs.
That is fantastic!
Congratulations!
Oh, we've done it! Oh. We've really done it! Oh, we are a stonkingly good team.
Yeah, I suppose we are.
I can hardly take it all in. I mean, if they want that big an order by half term, I'm going to have to get my skates on.
Yeah.
But tonight, we're going to do nothing but celebrate. I'm going to buy you the biggest bottle of champagne you've ever seen.
Oh, I'm so pleased it's Much Ado.
Oh, me too, Vicky.
Might I trouble you for a moment, Linda?
Certainly, Jim.
Oh, I'll best be off. See you soon.
Bye, Vicky.
Bye. I understand your reservations about Borchester life.
Jim, it's been such a pleasant evening. Let's not ruin it, shall we?
But what if someone were interested in making an approach?
An approach?
To write for the magazine.
Oh. Well, in the first place, I would suggest this someone take up a more useful pursuit. However, if they are adamant, I suppose the best thing will be to send in one or two trial pieces.
I see.
Jim, I do hope you'll be getting involved with our production.
I'm not a great fan of the Bard's comedies, which is why I suggested Henry V.
Well, democracy won through, I'm happy to say. Do you know, I think you'd make a wonderful Dogberry.
Me?
Oh, yes. I can just visualise you blending his jobsworthy ambitions with a dry and ironic wit. What do you say?
move on.
There you go, sweetheart.
We don't want to miss the bus. And remember, your dad's picking you up tonight.
Coming.
You all right, love?
Hiya.
Oh, I'm starving. Is there any breakfast going?
Oh, yeah, sausages in the fridge.
Oh, great.
Milk can go, okay?
Yeah, fine.
Good.
Oh, good news, though. Oliver's agreed to cover for me on Saturday morning. Thought you and me might have a lie-in after my birthday night out, eh?
Oh, right.
What's wrong?
Well, I had to pay for some more shopping yesterday, and I'm not sure if we've got enough cash to, you know, go out.
Emma?
The cupboards were bare.
It's not the shopping I'm bothered about. I told you not to pay for George's karate up front.
What are you bringing that up for?
Because you went ahead and spent money we didn't have.
It was out of my wages.
An advance on your wages. Oh, yeah. We should have gone for the instalments like it said in the letter.
Will these fit in the bottom of the buggy?
What are you doing with those?
Before the harvest festival at school.
No, you don't need that many. Put the beans back and the soup. You can take the pineapple.
OK.
We could do with a hamper ourselves this year.
Oh, don't say that. Look, maybe I could ask Ruth for another advance.
No.
I'm ready now.
We have to try and make do with what we've got.
Right. Right, kids, let's go.
Hello.
Oh, that was quick.
I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
Thanks, love.
How are you feeling?
Good, yeah. I've got a busy morning planned.
Aren't you going to work?
Later, yeah. I said I'd go round the village first, putting up posters for Linda.
And a biscuit.
Thanks. I'll sit down for a minute, love. Rosa can manage the bottling on her own for a bit longer.
Oh, yeah, OK.
I swear you're doing that round twice as fast as Harry used to.
Well, we've lost quite a few customers recently.
What more?
Yeah, about five.
Well, that's worrying, isn't it?
Oh. Hopefully things will pick up before Christmas.
I filled that form in,
hmm?
So at least we'll have my maternity pay coming in when I stop work.
You ain't planning to go back to work, though, are you? Afterwards?
No. I doubt that's going to be possible.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what if we can't manage after the baby comes? You know, financially?
We've agreed, love, haven't we? We'll cope.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm going to do everything I can. We'll be all right, love. I know we will.
Here, leave the pegs alone. Mummy needs them for the washing. Why don't you finish your picture?
Hi, Emma.
Hi, morning, Ruth.
Is this yours, Kira? You're a real little artist, aren't you?
She's making Ed a birthday card. We're making all his cards, actually.
That's nice. Much more personal than buying them from a shop. Oh, you've reminded me, it's Jill's birthday next week, so we need to start thinking about a present. Anyway, I better get this lot into the field.
Ruth?
Mom,
yeah?
I just wanted to say thanks for the money the other day.
Oh, no problem. You doing anything nice?
Sorry?
But Ed's birthday.
Oh, nothing special.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Oh, nice work, Jamie.
Oh, they taught you well. You know, I reckon you're a natural.
Thanks.
Here, shouldn't you be making a move in a minute?
Why?
I thought you had a shift tonight in the ball.
I'm all right for a bit.
Oh, long enough to have a go at that one over there?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Your mother was saying that she's glad you're sticking with college.
Yeah, she is.
What are you doing again? English and PE, innit?
Oh, I've dropped PE.
Oh.
So now I'm just taking English, art and design and applied ICT.
Don't even know what that is.
Oh, trust me, you're not missing anything. Oh, shall I clear the lower branches?
Oh, you're keen, son.
It's my job, isn't it? Besides, I'm looking forward to getting paid at the end of this.
Hey, how's my favourite boy?
Pleased to see you too.
They're not you. I was talking about my Georgie.
Guess what, Dad? mind that I'm starting karate soon.
Oh, no, not to cross you then. Oh, it's a nice surprise seeing you both in here.
Oh, Nick and the kids are at our mum's and George said he hadn't had fish and chips in a while, so I thought I'd treat him.
Ah, quite right too. Your grandma will be pleased. She's behind the bar tonight.
That's a bit early for you, isn't it?
Dad's having trouble with his gums. Keeps taking his teeth out and forgetting where he's put them. I was about to make a sandwich when I found him in the bread bin. Put me right off. I mean, quite a thing when a man needs to come to the pub to get away from his father's teeth.
Yeah, take a look at the menu, George.
Thanks, Dad.
Look, you sit down and I'll get the drinks in. A pint for you, William?
Cheers, yeah, and an orange juice, please.
Coming up.
All right, let's sit over there, George. All right, what do you fancy?
The rump steak is £12.95. That's the most expensive.
Right.
The soup and bread is £3.75. So that's the cheapest. And the fish and chips is £7.99.
Oh, I see.
How much money have you got, Dad?
Why do you want to know?
I want to make sure that you could afford the fish and chips.
Of course I can. Why wouldn't I?
Mum and Ed can't.
What?
They've been arguing about money.
Have they now?
I had to put back half the tins for the Harvest Festival, but Mum said I could take the pineapple trunks.
I see.
We have to try and make do with what we've got.
Well, listen to me, son. You order whatever you like from that menu. When you're with me, money is no object.
All right, love.
Oh, yeah. How was work?
Oh, it was quiet until this teenager turned up with an infected wisdom tooth.
Ooh.
I had to put him down as an emergency appointment, so we stayed open for an extra half an hour.
Yeah, well, forget about that now. Well, I've made a start on the dinner, so you put your feet up.
Oh. How did you get on with young Jamie?
Oh, that boy is in his element.
Really?
Oh, he's very impressive. Got all the right instincts with the wood. Loves the outdoors. I think Kathy wants him to carry on with his studies, but Jamie doesn't sound too keen.
I expect she wants what's best for him.
Well, of course.
Like any parent.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about work and money. I've decided not to recruit a milkman to replace Harry. I'm going to take over the round permanently.
But you were dead against it.
Yeah, well, I've changed my mind.
But you've always said it's a lot to take on, and... Oh, it's so tiring.
Hey, there's still life in the old dog, Vicky.
Are you sure you want to?
Yes, I am. I'm confident the business will pick up in the next year or so. Besides, it's the right thing. And I want to do the right thing. For you and the little one.
Oh, Mike. I'm so lucky to have you.
Is Kira asleep?
Out like a light. You tired?
Oh, I just fancied to lie down.
I'll join you then.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I thought I'd do your birthday tea tomorrow. Make a few sandwiches, cut a cake. Be nice for the kids.
Yeah, okay.
We have to do something to mark the day. Just because we can't go out doesn't mean we can't have a nice time.
Who said we... not going out.
And I told you we can't afford it.
But I've already mentioned it to people.
Look, why don't you go on your own?
You sure?
Yeah. But if anyone asks why I'm not there, don't mention anything about money.
Well,
if someone like Tracy finds out, it'll be all round the village. She's been swanning around, telling everyone about her new career. I think she got a job as a finance executive, not a dinner lady at Loxley Barrett Primary.
I won't breathe a word. Are you sure you're okay with me going on my own?
Of course. It's your birthday. I want you to have a nice time.
Have you finished with that, Ruth?
Oh, thanks, Jamie. Oh, and you can take this one as well. I told Usha I'd get another round in. Busy tonight, isn't it?
For a weekday? Yeah, it's packed.
Hey, David said he saw you helping Mike out this afternoon with tree felling.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm doing quite a bit for him now.
Oh, you must be rushing around, what with that and working here, and college, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what course you'll be applying for next?
Not sure.
I guess the universities and colleges have their open days roundabout now.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if you want to know anything about Felpersham Uni, just ask Pip. She can give you all the gen.
Right.
I mean, we did wonder whether she'd miss out living at home while she did a course, but it's been great. She's really enjoying university life.
But it's not so great if you end up in loads of debt.
Well, I suppose there is that.
Oh, I'd better get on.
Of course.
Cheers for that, William.
Ah, you're welcome. Do you want a pudding, George?
No, thanks.
Oh, you sure? You can have whatever you want.
I'm full. Hey, there's Mal from my class. Can I go and say hello?
Well, off you go, then.
He's having a great time, isn't he?
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it's been much fun for him at Rickyard lately.
How do you mean?
According to George, Ed and Emma have been arguing about money.
Oh, well, it happens.
Oh, in front of my son. I'm telling him he can't take a few cans of beans into school for the Harvest Festival.
Well, things are a bit tight for him at the moment, that's all. I'm sure they didn't mean to upset the boy.
Yeah, well, they obviously have. Why else would he have said anything?
Oh, they love George to bits. I know it's not an easy situation, William, but deep down you know that's true.
Have you finished with these plates?
Oh, yes. Thanks, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Look, I'm not having George suffer just because Ed can't manage his finances.
Hey, hold on a minute. George never goes without.
It doesn't sound like it to me. Look, I'm not paying maintenance, so those two could fritter the cash away on goodness knows what.
It's not like that.
That money's supposed to be spent on George.
Of course, and it is. Oh, I can understand how it sounds, but...
Sorry, I'm not in the mood for listening, Dad. It's obvious that Ed and Emma aren't providing properly for my son.
Here, take my hand.
Thanks, darling. You know, these cobble streets are beautiful as long as you wear the right shoes.
Yeah, beautiful.
Matt, you know, it's been a lovely day. Taking a tour of Paris in a chauffeur-driven 2CV. Oh, how wonderfully ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. Right, let's carry on.
You know, all the time I've been to Paris, I don't know why I've never visited Sacré-Cœur before. And, you know, I haven't even thought about work or Ambridge ones.
That's what I was hoping.
Oh, do you know, I wonder if I should call home just to check that everything's okay.
Lillian, there's no need.
Well, you completely caught me on the hop when we left. No wonder I forgot my mobile.
Just relax, will you? If there's anything urgent, Brenda will call me.
Yeah, you're right.
I want you to have a complete break. No pressures, no commitments. This trip is about pure pleasure.
You know, you're being very thoughtful.
Hey, look, you can see most of the city from here.
Come on, Tiger.
Hold on. Look what it says in the guidebook.
What?
It says these stairways are made for lovers.
I've another bag here.
Pass it over.
I didn't realise how many tins I'd accumulated. What a blessing these banks are.
Absolutely. Have you got the newspapers?
Here you go. I always feel better after decluttering.
Tidy home, tidy mind.
At least we have homes to speak of. I saw Jazza this morning.
How is he?
No joy in his hunt for a flatmate.
Oh, dear.
And unfortunately, Matt's given him notice. He needs to find someone to share with by next week. Oh, poor Jazza.
Well, I'm sure something will turn up.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Ooh. Good afternoon, Joe.
Afternoon, Prof. Christine Barford.
Hello. Where are you off to, Joe?
I've just been taking Bartley out for a bit of exercise. So, oh, by the way, it's our Edward's birthday today.
Oh, do wish him many happy returns from me.
Yeah, I certainly will. And we're having a few drinks in the pool tonight to celebrate. Fancy it, Prof?
I shall be there, Joe.
See you later, then.
Bye.
Bye.
Might you join us in the pool later on?
Oh, probably not, thanks, Jim. I was planning to read the part of Ursula. You see, I'm thinking of auditioning for Much Ado About Nothing.
Very good.
Did you see Linda's posters?
Yes. The village seems somewhat overrun by her advertising campaign.
Look, there's one stuck to that tree.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask. Did you get a chance to talk to Linda about Borsetshire life?
Briefly, yes. She wasn't very encouraging.
Oh.
And to tell you the truth, I've rather gone off the idea.
Oh, well, perhaps that's just as well.
I don't follow.
Well, writing articles for academic journals is one thing, but maybe coming up with material which would interest the readers of Borsetshire life is a touch beyond...
Beyond what?
Well, maybe it's just not you.
Well, I certainly like to think I'm a man whose words might appeal to a wider market.
Really?
What do you think?
Yeah, I love it. I could get under my duvet and never get out again.
Yeah, I made this a while back. I had it on repeat for about 4 months. Yeah, my heart was properly broken. It's pathetic, eh?
Yeah, but we've all done it.
Surely you don't mean you.
No, of course. I have feelings, same as everyone.
Can't imagine you crying into your breakfast.
Yeah, well, it's been known to happen. And when it happens next, I'll know exactly what playlist to play. Do you fancy another cup?
Yeah, go on then. Reckon I've just about got time before my shift.
Oh, you've got ages.
Thanks. So what are you going to do with your night off?
Nothing. Probably just make some dinner, turn the TV on.
Well, why don't you come to the pub? You know, it's Ed's birthday. He's having some drinks. I mean, it'd be a bit of a busman's holiday, though.
Yeah, I could do that.
That club was a laugh the other night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that student was checking you out. The blonde one.
Oh, shut up. No, she wasn't.
She asked me if we were together.
And what did you say?
Well, I told her that I'd met you on the internet. I didn't see her again after that.
Oh, cheers.
Hey, did I tell you that I've decided to audition for the Christmas play?
All right. Yeah, I've seen the posters.
Yeah. Thought it might be a laugh.
Yeah, you know. You can rely on me to come along and support you.
Oh, thanks, Reese.
Yeah. I'll bring some rotten tomato just in case you're rubbish.
Oh, merci.
This decor is wonderfully overdone.
Hey, I thought you'd appreciate it.
And those candelabras.
I have to clean those with alcohol.
What a waste.
Hey, take a look at the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Cherubs and billowing clouds while I'm eating dinner. Ooh la la.
Great, isn't it? You know, back home, it's easy, isn't it, to get absorbed with work and the everyday stuff life throws at us. And we forget to say how much we love each other. Being here, it's my way of telling you.
Matt.
Push, you're worth it. Hey, have a look at the wine list.
Yes, oh darling, I'm going to enjoy every minute.
These biscuits are addictive.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they? Mm. As long as you don't read the sell-by date.
Oh, Reese.
I'm joking.
Oh, look at the time.
Oh, come on, you can save it 5 minutes.
All right, then.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just having a nose around your kitchen.
Why?
Well, because it's interesting, isn't it? Don't say you've never looked inside someone's trolley at a supermarket.
No, I've never done that. Why would I do that?
Because everyone does. So what are you having for your dinner?
My usual Friday night speciality.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I rustle up a bit of pasta, take a look in the fridge, see what's least likely to give me food poisoning, put it all in a pan together, mix in the pasta, and hey presto.
That sounds absolutely disgusting.
Oh, it is. I usually end up chucking it in the bin and ordering a pizza.
Oh, I really ought to go soon.
Okay.
What's on telly tonight?
I'm not sure.
I might just put an old DVD on.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, wait, I haven't put them in order.
I don't believe it.
What?
You're a bit of a softie at heart, aren't you?
No, I'm 100% half a meal, thank you very much.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Christmas classic.
The Champ.
Yeah, and?
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, hang on, that's not mine. Hey, have you seen all the rugby ones?
Oh, yeah. Tried to ignore them and prefer the others.
I love watching Wales play. Reminds me back home.
Yeah. I suppose you must miss your family and your friends.
Not really. I've forwarded an email and all that. Anyway, I'm going to go back in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, you never said.
Yeah, I'm just taking a week's holiday. It's my Auntie Vi and Uncle Byrne's 30th wedding anniversary, and they're having a big family party.
Oh, right. So you'll be out raving with all your old mates?
Hardly. I mean, most of them have moved on. Expect I'll be the youngest person there.
Are you taking the train?
Yeah, probably.
Well, maybe I could make you a playlist for the journey.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Goodness me. Joe?
Yes, Prof?
I think these false teeth might belong to you.
Oh, that's better. Much better. Where did I leave them?
On the bear mat. Gave me quite a fright.
Oh, sorry. I ate a bag of pork scratchings the other night, see, and it gives me a terrible mouth ulcer. And since then, my top plates got very uncomfortable.
Nasty.
Any road, I keep having to take them out. The only problem is I can never remember where I put them. Here, is it all these posters Linda Snell's been sticking up round the village?
They're impossible to avoid.
What is this much ado about nothing all about then?
Well, the play explores the obstacles to young love and the merry war of the sexes. In short, as the title suggests, a great deal of fuss about not a lot.
Oh, I don't want to watch men in tights kissing in the village all day. What about some good old-fashioned blood and gore, eh? Now, that'd be worth buying a ticket for. Hey, can I get you another?
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, well, I'm getting one for Edward. The boy's been having a few money troubles, which is never easy, is it? Hard times, Prof.
Indeed, Joe. You know, you've given me an idea.
Oh, is it?
An adaptation of the Dickens novel would be a far more interesting prospect than Much Ado. Still, I know what Linda's like when she's made up her mind.
Oh, the easier to get the Titanic to change course.
Very true, Joe, very true.
How was the duck? As good as the oysters?
Just divine.
Good, pleased to hear it.
And yours?
A man can't go wrong with a decent steak, but that was something else. More wine.
Civil play. We'll always have Paris.
You know, I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time with the right person. And you and me, we've built a pretty good life together, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Cheers.
We really are very lucky. This trip's making me realise how important it is to concentrate on the good things.
I hope I'm forgiven, you know, with Daryl and the Walters.
Oh, Matt.
I know you're unhappy about the extra work at the house, but all I wanted was what was best for the old couple. But, Hart, I am one of the good guys. You do know that, don't you, Lillian?
Oh, Matt. I'm glad we've straightened things out.
Good. Hey, I know this great jazz bar we can go on to after.
Actually, I'd rather not.
Oh?
No, I'd prefer to go straight back to the hotel.
Right.
Get the bill. Tiger.